Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Saints Draft Preview. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister, joined now by Saints head coach Dennis Allen. And I guess, you know, what time is it? Almost 6 o'clock. Hour of the draft starts. We don't pick till 16 and 19, but, you know, doesn't mean you can't pick earlier. So what are your thoughts and feelings right now?
Look, I feel like we're in a good spot. We got two picks tonight, and I feel like we got a really good football team. So there's a lot of options that are out there to us, and I'm excited about what our potential is to add to this team.
Almost a no-lose situation. If you say trade up, great. If you stay 16-19 in this draft, with you might have runs on players early and other positions fall to you, or quarterbacks, who knows? The fact of the matter is, it's a really good position to be 16-19, not just 18 alone.
Yeah. No, there's no question about that. And look, every draft is different, and you never really know how the players are going to go off the board. And so, you know, you're just kind of sitting there watching to see what's happening. You know, we obviously have some players that we really like, and certainly we're open to doing whatever we have to do to get the players that we want to help our football team.
Coach, when you look at it and you talk about the players, just knowing where you are as far as draft-wise, is it five players in a pod for you? Is it six players in a pod for you? Like, let's just say top 10. We've got 14 guys that we feel like that fit in that top 10 pod. Is that kind of how we're looking at it in this situation?
Yeah, similar. I mean, obviously, when you're picking 16 and 19, there's a lot of things that can happen ahead of you, so you don't really know what the players are exactly that are going to be there when you get ready to pick. But typically, you know, you're going to have a pod of three to five players that you feel like they're going to be there when we get ready to pick. And then as the draft goes along, you're able to really solidify who those players are going to be, and that kind of dictates – you know, what you do in the draft.
Yeah, and so that's leads us to 16, because it is at 16. It's different if you're at 5, because now we know kind of what happens. But being in the middle of it, you have your top 10 pod, and we've got a top 10 grade on maybe 7 players, you know, and so maybe another guy that was drafted in that top 10, we liked him, but he may not, in our eyes, he wasn't a top 10 player. So when you make that pod, is it more so value for that player, or getting someone that helps your team, kind of, I don't want to call it immediately, but he helps your team to be successful this year and beyond?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, certainly when you're going through the draft, you're trying to take the best available player, because the better football players that you get, There's all kinds of other avenues that you can go through to acquire different positions, or you're acquiring assets that other teams are interested in, you know. So you're just trying to really add the best players you can to your football team, and certainly, you know, if there's a position of need and you have two guys that are graded really similarly, then obviously you would take probably the position of need.
How much do you – are you watching and listening as to what Mickey's telling you or Jeff about? Like, when we get beyond 5, now we're at 6, now we're Carolina, right? Now is it Atlanta's at 8, right? Same with the Giants at 5 and 7. So are you active, or are you just like we are? I wonder what Carolina's going to do, right? Because,
yeah,
I mean,
look,
after that, it's a whole new ballgame.
Well, look, there's part of it where we're kind of watching the draft just like everybody else is, and then there's part of it as you're watching the guys go off the board, you're trying to strategize as to what you want to do. Do we want to sit tight? Do we want to move up? Do we want to move back? Who's going to be available when we get ready to pick? All those things are going on. you know, throughout the draft. So, and quite honestly, there's been a lot of those scenarios that we've gone through. Just about every scenario that we think can possibly come up, we've gone through over the last few days to just to try to prepare ourselves for that.
I didn't get a chance to ask you, but how is this process being? Has it been? Is it fun yet? I guess is the question.
Yeah, look, I'm having a blast. I really am.
Okay, now tell me the truth. Are you?
No,
truly?
I'm having a blast. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Love my coaching staff. Love the fact that we've had the players back in the building a little bit, going through some strength and conditioning. You know, we kind of get into some football meetings starting next week. I'm looking forward to this draft and trying to add to the team and then getting into OTAs and things of that nature to really start practicing football. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work. But it's been fun being able to get back in the seat and doing this.
And you get to will have done something in the last few months that you weren't able to do before, and that's the eye test. And I'd imagine getting on the road, seeing some of these guys, or at least you or your staff, that makes a big difference. I mean, I don't know what Alvin Kamara did at the combine at Indy. I don't know if he was even there, but I know that that trip to Tennessee made the difference.
Yeah, and we've really tried to do that as much as we possibly can, and then you know certainly with the COVID and all that. Situation, it was not easy for us to get out and see these players in person, but I love being able to get out and spend some time with them. It's not really as much about watching these guys work out as much as it is just spending time with them, getting to know them, and visiting with them in terms of what they know football wise.
Well, what about tomorrow? As you look further into this draft with two and three tomorrow and then beyond, because Darren Rizzi said he would take care of Saturday, but just as important tomorrow with two and three, 49 pick.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, a lot's going to be determined by what we're able to do today, and so the draft is a constantly changing environment, and so we just got to pay attention to it and be able to adjust.
Dennis Allen. Best of luck to you tonight. Thanks for stopping by. Deuce, as always, thank you, my friend. Coming up next, it's Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, and Mike Dettelier with WWL Draft Fest live from Urban South Brewery on Chapultepec. Get ready for wall-to-wall Saints and NFL draft coverage round one coming up on the home of your New Orleans Saints, WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.